begin with some very simple pronunciations, if you will. The month that we're in right now is the month of
March.
And I was thinking it was still the month before. We just got into the last month was
February.
And the month, first month of the year is
January.
And after March comes
April.
And then this is
March.
What day of the week is it?
Oh, this is Saturday.
Do you ever call that Sabbath around here?
No. Well, there might be in some, for instance, Seventh-day Adventists may call it Sabbath, but ordinarily it's not called Sabbath.
What would you call Sunday Sabbath around here?
No, very seldom.
Or usually Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then after Saturday comes
Sunday.
And then Monday. And then
Tuesday.
And then
Wednesday.
And then
Thursday.
And if you'd see somebody about, I'll say 9 o'clock, you'd say to them, "Good
morning. Good morning."
And that morning, just trying to get some definitions of terms. Morning lasts till about what time of day? About
Ordinarily until noon. There are some people that would speak about the forenoon, probably after 10 o'clock. Hmm. But in a salutation, the forenoon is never used.
Right. Okay, and then what comes after noon in the day is?
Well, afternoon.
And that lasts till about?
Well, I would say it lasts until dark. Or until early. You want to use dark or dusk there? Twilight.
Okay. All right. And then after that, the part of the day is the
evening.
And that's last till.
Well, that's I would say till 9:30.
Okay.
10 o'clock would be the deadline.
All right. Now suppose it doesn't get dark till about 9.
Well, I would say that in any event, we'd call evening not later than 7 o'clock.
Okay. And if you got up very early and somebody said, "When did you start work?" And you said, "Well, I started to work
this morning."
Very early. The sun wasn't up yet. I started to work before...
Well, I'd say before sunrise.
Okay. And you don't have a word around here, I don't suppose, for a 2-week period of time?
Well, of course, the only place I ever hear it is in the Fortnightly Club.
Well, I guess we have an excuse for using the word. I get a magazine, comes out fortnightly. It's the only one I've ever seen.
How do you know about the Fortnightly Club, though?
Well, I see a notice of it in the paper once in a while. That's all I know about it.
There is such a thing here.
Well, certainly.
I don't know. That's a study club.
Uh-huh. If someone asks you what time did the sun rise, you might say the sun
rose.
At say 6 o'clock was the time. You'd say the sun rose.
The sun rose at 6 o'clock. Or we might leave the clock off and say the sun rose at 6.
Okay. And if you worked all day long and it was dark when you quit, you might say I worked.
Well, I'd say I worked from dark to dark probably. I got up real early before it was daylight.
And.